Right. How's everyone doing? As Pastor Nami just introduced me, my name is Suresh. I'm part of the C3 team, and I've been here for about 3 years now. So first of all, I want to just thank Pastor Stephen and Pastor Nami, who's just given me the opportunity to share a few things about belonging to God's family. And just a quick note as well, Pastor Stephen just messaged me. He said, he's in Minnesota right now at a conference, so he's saying hi to everyone. So if you could just wave in the camera there, tell him we said hi. Apparently, it's really cold, minus out there, so I don't know how he does it. I don't like that at all. My wife is from Japan, and she loves going there. She loves the cold, but I love the heat. So I don't know how we get along, but God makes a way. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about belonging to God's family. If you don't know, if you're new to C3 Fremantle, and you've been here just a little bit, it's not really a slogan or anything. It's just like, it's not a slogan. I don't know what to call it. It's like a value sort of thing. It's about C3 is a place to belong, C3 is a place to be planted, and C3 is a place to become. So, you know, when you hear the speakers on stage, whether they're emceeing or landing worship, they say that. That's what our values are. So if you don't know that, that's what it is. And, you know, to match this what the Bible is explaining, God wants us to produce fruit. You know that, right? He doesn't want us just to be busy. He doesn't want us struggling. He wants us to produce fruit. To become, exactly what C3 is about, to become. But there's a process to become, because it's not just about the end result. I think a lot of us want to get to the end result ASAP, and I understand that. But it's not just about the result. I mean, it's about the result, but you don't get there straight away. You have to be planted first, because the roots need to go deep before it can produce fruit. But before that can happen, we need to belong somewhere. So that's what I want to focus on about today, belonging in God's house, in His family, and specifically as well in C3 Fremantle, because this is our local church. We are part of the big body of Christ, but this is our local church. All right? So when we go to the opening scripture, the scripture that that we're going to be focusing on in Ephesians 2:19, I'm going to read it here, okay? So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. So Paul is making a very clear statement here, all right? He's saying you're not going to come into God's family. We are in God's family. It's already done. Okay, so we have to take that position and understand that it's going to happen. You've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It's already done. You are part of God's family. Okay, so, you know, just a bit of history here. From the beginning, if you don't know, you know, Adam was in God's presence in Eden. And then obviously when he sinned, he was kicked out of Eden. So not just, you know, not the garden, the presence of God. So there was a separation that happened. So until that time, you've read through all the Bible, the Old Testament, and all that, into the Gospels, you got to the end where Jesus went to the cross. All right? After Jesus went to the cross, He bought us back by His blood. So it's not just the children of Israel that are back to God's family now. It's the whole of humanity, or every single one of us. All right? So that's important to understand, because it is through the blood of Christ that we are now part of God's family. So how do you believe in Jesus? You confess with your mouth. And you say, I believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. All right? We have to understand this, because what I see a lot with believers is that when they confess their mouth with, you know, Jesus is my Lord, they continue trying to earn their favor back into God's family. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They're trying to work hard, trying to do this extra stuff here. No, I'm trying to get to the point to get you to understand that once you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are part of the family. You have to work from that position. You're not trying to get into that position anymore. And this is important, because it has everything to do about belonging. Sometimes when we get the devil, what the devil does is, you know, God is not looking for anyone perfect. And what's happening is that when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, We go back to that old mindset of trying to earn our favor back with the Father. And what happens is that as soon as we do something that is not correct, I'm not saying you should be, it's okay to do that. We run away from the family that God has put us in. Because we are basing our identity, belonging with the church, belonging with the family, based on what we do. And if we do that, we won't understand how to belong. Because I'm going to talk about something really quick about belonging, which is about being present in the house of God. Because all the answers you need is here, not outside. You see, we're so used with our family. Sometimes we didn't come up with a good family. You know, my mom is sitting here, and she's done a lot to take care of me, my dad as well. But to be honest, there was a lot of things in our family that wasn't correct. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. And that gave me a chance to grow with the Father. Because when there's an absent father, you know, somebody else will take place. It could be somebody that's, you know, that you're in business with, or somebody that you know outside in your school, or, you know, something like that. But by the grace of God, I found God. He became my father. And what I learned was how a family was supposed to be connected together. So I avoided bringing my own cultural understanding about a family inside here. So I had to grow, though. I had to learn all this stuff here. I had to learn that I didn't have to earn my favor with the Father. And that if I did something that wasn't correct, I don't run away from Him. What do? I go closer to Him. Because if I'm not with the Father, things are going to get a lot worse. So when it comes to belonging, you have to understand that part. Because the sanctification happens as the flesh continues to die. Because when you receive Jesus, it's not an instant thing where you change from who you are to where you want to be. It's a process. So if you understand the process, from going from one stage to another stage to another stage, you confess that Jesus is your Father, Jesus is Lord and Savior, and you have a Father. You stay in church. You belong in church. And that's where the process begins to change. So what the devil tries to do is when you do something wrong, you run away from church. That's the wrong thing to do. You're running away from family. Maybe you're used to doing that in your own family, but that's not what God wants. He paid an ultimate price. And we honor the Father by staying here. Because he's, you know, His beloved Son. Now think about it this way. If you have children, give you an example with me. I have three girls, three little girls. You might see them sometimes running around here a bit crazy. But if I love it when they play with each other at home. But when they fight with each other, no, I don't like it at all. It's a bit crazy. You know, they might play with each other 5 minutes and then the next second everyone's shouting. But that's what I don't want. And obviously, they're still kids, but I know families where the older they get, that becomes worse and worse, and separation happens. So just imagine if you have children, and years later, they don't talk to each other. You know, I'm at Port Care with Charlie and Rebecca, and Angela, and there's a few volunteers here, and you see families destroyed, running away from each other. Okay, but God doesn't want that to happen. He wants us close. So the first thing about belonging here, and I know Claire will speak about something else as well, but the first thing, and the thing I want you guys to remember, is always about being present in the house of the Lord. Always present at the house of the Lord. Because when you're present here, it builds that stability. When he builds that stability in an environment that is conducive to growth, which is the house of God, anything that comes against you, it can't do anything. But it starts by understanding that you have to belong somewhere. What Jesus did on the cross, how we honor him by staying together, and how we please the Father as children, that when we work along with each other and try and settle our differences together, because it honors the Father. He loves it. He loves it when he's there. He's looking at us, working together. To tell you the truth, if I came here brand new 3 years ago, You know, Pastor, I mean, the pastor's was African, Charlie's Italian. None of them play indoor soccer like I play. I'm short, I'm Indian, from Singapore. We're not the same, that's what I'm trying to get. But it'll be dishonoring for me to the Father if I say, these guys aren't the same, so I'm just going to go somewhere else because I'm looking for same people. I'm not looking for same people. I'm looking to honor the Father. So what I need to do is find a way to connect. So I can't connect if I'm not present. So every week when there's church, my job. Now, I know the situation that's happened all around. You know, I'm not condemning anything, but my job, what I'm saying is I make sure I come to church. I make sure I come to church, and I make sure also, if I've been coming to church, I make an extra effort to go speak to somebody. Somebody I don't even know. Somebody that does not have anything to do with what I'm doing. Because I understand that this is God's house, that He's my Father, and these are my siblings, if you want to say. That's my brother, that's my sister. So for me to not come to God's house, it's not a right thing for me to do. And not even that. For me to come to God's house and not talk to my brother and sister, that's not a right thing to do. I have a job here to build a relationship. Because if I'm going to see these guys for how many years, I better get to know them. Right? Well, I need to get to know them. I don't want to just say hi and bye and that's it. Church is not just Sunday for me, it's the Lord. We're just coming here because we're all busy during the week. I'm coming here, church, but church is every day for me. So if I'm going to build a relationship, my life is designed around how I'm just going to connect with my brothers and sisters. So if you're going to take one thing from this message here today, just understand that Jesus paid a price. The Father loves you. He hates it when he sees his siblings fighting. If this is your local church, which it is, because if you're around this area and if you've been coming here, stay consistent every week, because that's how you honor the Father. And not only that, when you come here, now I love everyone, but I say this in love, don't stick to yourself. And I understand, because you might be shy, that's okay. Oh, that's my timer. You might be shy, but don't be shy. It's a long-term thing. You take it one step at a time. Say hello. Next week, ask a question with somebody. And the guys who are more confident, don't just stick close to we shouldn't be creating cliques in the church. Go out there. Say hello to somebody else who needs a hand. That's your brother and sister. When you belong, you can be planted. And when you're planted, you will produce fruit, especially in this church here. Because we have good pastors, good leadership, and we just have a good opportunity here for you to grow. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Suresh. Thank you, Suresh. Get up the stairs, my long skirt. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? Thank you, Suresh. Wow, we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We are members of God's family. And I like how you mentioned about being present. That was a wow moment for me. It's so important to be present. So, there is a place here for you. Did you know that? Belonging. That's such a good word. So, I'm Claire. Hi, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, I often come up to MC. So this is a bit of a different space for me this morning. I get to say a little bit more. But thank you, Pastor Unami, Pastor Stephen, for this opportunity to share this morning. It's an honor to be able to be in this space. And I'm part of the staff here. I look after the media and the production side of things. So I'm often behind the camera, but now I'm in front of it. It's a bit of a different spot. But we believe at C3 Fremantle and our campus in Kwinana that this is a place to belong, be planted and become. It is our value. And that's about being all that God has purposed for your life. So good. So good to be in a space to belong. So thank you for Suresh for your first part. And I just want to unpack the whole concept of belonging just a little bit more this morning. So we were made to belong. Did you know that it is a fundamental human condition and need to belong, and it's crucial to our sense of well-being, physical and mental health, to be in good physical and mental health? You ask all the experts, I'm sure Pastor Unami as a psychologist can back up that statement, but belonging is a part of human nature. We're made to be relational. We were created by God to connect and not to be alone in life. He made us with our body, with our soul and a spirit, and we are better together. In Genesis 1, verse 26 to 27, it says, "Then God said, 'Let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground.'" So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So the being created part in our image and the us refers to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It shows that we were created for relationship, and God is a God of relational by nature. So he created us in his image. Therefore, we were created to belong. We were created to be together. We were created to do life together, to be in relationship. Then in Genesis 2 verse 18, it also says, "And the Lord God said, 'It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper who is just right for him.'" This isn't just referring to marriage when God created Adam and then Eve, but also that we were created with a need for relationships and connection, for sharing life together. So for me, the first step about belonging is to know that you belong. And that's about getting that revelation of God's love for us. You know, this is an important step in knowing wholeheartedly that we belong to him. Because God made us, God created us. He had a plan and a purpose for our lives. But God loves us so much that, as Suresh mentioned, you know, he gave us his only son to die on the cross, so that we can be redeemed back into relationship with God. And then in Romans 8, verse 38 to 39, it says, "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord." This is a powerful declaration. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can take away our connection to the love of God that he has for us. This gives us a sense of an extremely secure attachment to our God that cannot be broken by any circumstances. It can't be broken by our failures or fears that we have. You know, knowing that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. Psalm 139 talks about how God created us, how he knitted us together in our mother's womb, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, that before our unformed bodies became, he knew each of those days that were ordained for us. That scripture also reiterates the fact that we can't go anywhere to get away from God's love or his presence. So if you ever need to know that you belong, those are two great scriptures to get into your heart. Romans 8 and Psalm 139. Because they talk about how God desired us, wanted us to be. You know, it's talking about your identity. That when you were just a tiny dot in your mother's womb, that is all the things about who you were going to be are in that tiny dot. You're not a mistake. God doesn't just randomly gather a bunch of cells and bring them together. No, he knits us together. Every single part of who we are, on the inside and the outside, God knits everything. The things that we are meant to be, all knitted, all purposefully chosen and picked to become the person that we are. That is how much God loves us. That is the God who made you, who made me. You know, when you get this, when you get that revelation to know what it truly means to be loved, this then enables us to properly love others as God loves us and as God loves them. So for me, when you talk about belonging, you know, that always is the first step for me. You've got to know that you're loved. You've got to get that revelation, that understanding in your very being. Not just the words, the scriptures, what the Bible says, but you've got to have it here, that revelation, that understanding that God loves you and that God sent his son for you. Not only did he create you to be you, but he made a way for us to come back into relationship with him, to be redeemed, to be that connection that God intended us to be in the very beginning before sin came in. So once you know that you belong, you can then help others to belong. And this is about reaching out to others in love. And Pastor Clinton Phillips is a good friend of our church, and he's a senior pastor at C3 Mandurah, but he's spoken here a few times. One of his favourite statements is that he talks about the honey hands. I've heard him talk about that a lot of times, the honey hands, and it stuck with me, the honey hands. When you reach out to someone, you show the love of God, it's doing it with honey hands, the sweet honey hands, that you're showing kindness and love. You know, when you're wanting to tell others about Jesus Christ or tell others about God or church or being a Christian, you know, the first thing you can do that's different to how the world is reaching out those hands of love, those honey hands. So helping others to belong requires us to take action. And I think, you know, Suresh also mentioned this about being present, being part of the church, about doing things, stepping out of yourself and being proactive and actually making that choice to help others belong. So we can make a choice to love others as Christ love us, as Christ loves us and as Christ loves them. And so things you can do to build connection, it's all about helping other people feel included. And sometimes that means when you're at church or out in the community, it's taking your eyes off yourselves and looking inwards. Sometimes it actually means we have to take our eyes off ourselves and look at other people. You know, we can be having a hard time, or we can be going through something, but that doesn't mean that you can't love other people. Just the simple smile. Hi, hello, how are you doing? You know, in the church environment, this makes people feel really welcomed. They feel noticed. It's about engaging people in conversation. You know, you could be talking in a group and someone might be a little bit quieter, not saying much. Well, you can ask them, well, what do you think about that? Or invite someone who might be sitting by themselves to come and, you know, put your chair over here and your coffee and come and, you know, to come and have a chat with us. You know, invite people along to activities, events, social gatherings. Invite them along to your connect group. Invite them to be part of the team that you serve in. Include people. Bring them along. Be with them. But yeah, it does. And I even know for myself, I'm a pretty outgoing person. But even sometimes I know that I can be at church and you're in, especially when you're on staff, you can be in action mode. When you've got things to do, because church has to still run, you've got activities and things you've got to do. And sometimes you can kind of be in, you know, task mode. But I've got to remind myself every Sunday, forget about me, Claire. It's all good. What about those other people? Take your eyes off yourself and look at other people. I think it's really important. It's a conscious choice and a conscious decision that you make. Ephesians 2 verse 19, it's the scripture of the day, people. So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. And this is what belonging to the family of God looks like, the church. None of us are outsiders anymore. We're no longer displaced or excluded. Instead, we are included. And as a citizen, you have that legal security of being a person. You're a citizen. You have a legal right to be there. We are invited into the fold. And obviously that scripture back in the day, it talks about that the Gentiles, you know, after Jesus died and rose again, you know, he came through the Jewish bloodline, but the faith, the belief, the Christian way wasn't just for the Jewish people, it was for the Gentiles, those outside of the Jewish faith. And Jewish, Gentiles, wherever you come from, the one thing that connects us is the fact that we believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and we've asked him to come into our heart to be our saviour. So that is how you become part of the citizens of God's holy people, how you become members of God's family. So there is a place at the table for you, a space in this house for every person. And do you know that you can come as you are, who God created you to be? You don't have to pretend to be anyone else to come through these doors. You don't have to be perfect or have it all together. I certainly don't. You can come as you are. God accepts you as you are. And so do we as a church. So today, as we just come to the conclusion and we invite Pastor Unami just back up to end the service, today I want you to leave with the knowledge that there is a place at the table for you. There's a place for the person that's sitting next to you. And there's a place for the person who walks through the door for the first time. There's a place for Noctugla. Place for all of us. And the keyboard. There's a place for all of us. Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Unami.